আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়ারাহমাতুল্লাহি তাআলা ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিনা মুহাম্মদ ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া আসহাবিহি আজমাইন। ইনশাআল্লাহ টুডে ইজ দ্য ডে অফ হজ। আলহামদুলিল্লাহ উই আর হিয়ার অন দিস গ্রেট ডে। দিস ইজ দ্য ডে অফ গ্রেট ব্লেসিংস এন্ড আল্লাহ সুবহানাহু ওয়া তাআলা অলসো অ্যাকসেপ্টস আওয়ার ফরগিভনেস। সো দিস ইজ আ ডে টু রিমেম্বার আল্লাহ আ লট এন্ড অলসো টু আস্ক আ লট ফর ফরগিভনেস। So, inshallah, I'm going to do the takbirat. So, all of you can join us. And normally, it is after every fard prayer that we are supposed to do the takbirat. Until the day of Eid, after the Eid prayer, then we stop saying it. Now, the takbirat can be done in three ways. Okay. The first way is you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Three times. La ilaha illallah. And then again three times, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil Hamd. So this is form one. Another way of doing the takbirat is to say the Allahu Akbar twice. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil Hamd. And then there's the third way, in which you can say Allahu Akbar three times the first time and then two times the second time. It goes like this. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil Hamd. So inshallah, we're going to do the takbirat three times, all of us together inshallah, and we'll do the form three. So all of you can say along with me. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. So this is the takbirat and inshallah we'll do it throughout the day and remind your family to do it and as well as before the salah on the day of Eid. The other thing to do today is to remember Allah a lot with Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So inshallah, let us do that a few times. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu akbar, Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Another thing that we should do today is to remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a lot and do durood on him. And if you make a goal to do 1,000 times of durood throughout the day today, alhamdulillah, that has a lot of blessings. So inshallah, you can pick many different types of durood. There are short ways to do it. And then the best one is, of course, durood-e-Ibrahimiyya, which we do in our salah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim until innaka hamidun majid. So that is the long one. But you can do it in short forms. Just the bare minimum you can do is like Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. So salli is with a sad and sallim is with a seen. So make sure that your pronunciation is okay. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Or you can add an extra word. Allahumma salli wa sallim وبارك على سيدنا محمد اور نبينا محمد. So let us say it a couple of times inshallah. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. Now we are supposed to do a lot of istighfar today between the time of Asr and Maghrib. And Arafah, that is the time when Hajj is going on and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the people. And inshallah, if we also engage in making a lot of istighfar during that time, may Allah also forgive us. So the best istighfar to do is called the Sayyidul Istighfar. And inshallah, I'll say it so that those of you who know, alhamdulillah, and those of you who do not know about it, inshallah, you can learn. This is called Sayyidul Istighfar, and it is the leader of all istighfars. Normally in istighfar, we just say Astaghfirullah or Astaghfirullahul Azeem. And the Sayyidul Istighfar goes like this. I'll break it up into small pieces and give you the meaning so inshallah you can understand what you are saying. Allahumma anta rabbi. Oh Allah, anta means you are, rabbi, my lord. La ilaha illa ant. La ilaha means there is no God worthy of worship. Illa, except. Anta means you. And we can stop. We don't say anta, we say ant. So it goes like this. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. Khalaqtani. Khalaqta is you created. And ni means me. خَلَقْتَنِي, you created me. وَأَنَا, and I, or I am, عَبْدُكَ, your servant. وَأَنَا, and I am, عَلَى عَهْدِكَ, upon your covenant. وَوَعَدِكَ, and your promise. مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ. Now this is two words, مَا and اسْتَطَعْتَ. I do as much as I can. أَعُوذُ بِكَ. I seek refuge in you. مِنْ شَرِّ, from the evil. مَا صَنَعْتُ, that I have done. أَبُؤُ لَكَ. أَبُؤُ is spelled أَلِفْ فَتْحَ أَ بَا وَاوْ پِشْ بُ حَمْزَ پِشْ أُ. أَبُؤُ لَكَ. أَبُؤُ لَكَ, that means I acknowledge to you. بِنِعْمَتِكَ, your blessings. Alayya, upon me. Wa abu'u, and I acknowledge. Bi dhanbi, my sins. Faghfir li, so forgive my sins, or forgive me. Fa innahu لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. فإنه لا يغفر means so no one forgives الذنوب, the sins, إلا أنت, except you. So inshallah, let us say it together if you have written it down. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت. خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت، أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي، فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. So inshallah, I hope all of you got it and you can say this as much as you can today. So inshallah, today we will continue with our lesson from Surah Al-Baqarah after this.